Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoe.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're broadcasting live from Dyersburg, Tennessee, Heartland America. It's one of my favorite places to be. Anywhere I can be in Heartland America, whether it be in Dyer County, Tennessee, Dyersburg, Tennessee, or over in Hickory, North Virginia, or anywhere I travel around the country talking to small business owners, it's fun for me. And I'm sitting in front of another one. Ben Edwards is Chief Operating Officer and Executive Vice President of Burke Beverages. They're independent bottlers, if I'm not mistaken, out of Western Tennessee. They do Dr. Pepper and Pepsi. And he's also the chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce. Ben, welcome to the show.
And glad to be here. And you're correct on all fronts.
All fronts. So the Burke's Beverage Company is basically a small business, aren't you?
That's true. In fact, we're one of the few independent bottlers left in the country, in the Pepsi and the Dr. Pepper system.
Right. But there are not that many independents of any kind, really, are there anymore?
Well, not in the beverage industry.
It's a smaller group, is it?
And like most industries, you've seen more and more consolidation, whether
right.
it's automotive retailers or,
exactly
or beverage
right.
companies.
You're seeing that all over the place. So those are your two products, Dr. Pepper and Pepsi.
Right.
And
right.
all the variations of Diet Dr. Pepper, the Diet Pepsi, and all that kind of stuff?
Right. PepsiCo is our Pepsi franchisee, and they carry, obviously, a lot of different brands,
right.
From Gatorade to Tropicana
right.
to Mountain Dew, and so we've got a pretty good stable of products.
So you do all those? Do you Mountain Dew as well?
That's correct.
You do Gatorade?
We do.
Really?
Right.
I didn't know that.
It's a PepsiCo brand.
Yeah, I didn't realize I didn't realize that.
And we also, Dr. Pepper is owned by Cadbury Beverages.
Right.
And Cadbury also owns a lot of different brands. We carry the Dr. Pepper, the Sunkist,
mm-hmm.
Several different products that the Cadbury Corporation offers.
You know, I saw a Dr. Pepper ad on television. I like Dr. Pepper myself.
Thank you.
But I remember, and I'm a lot older than you, Ben, but I remember when I was a kid, now Alan's a lot older than me, you're the president of your chamber, he's a lot older than me, so he'll remember this too. But remember, they used to be able to have, you go in these country grocery stores, and the soft drinks would be in water.
That's correct.
They'd be down in a cooler filled with water. And you'd reach your hand down in there and get one of those bottles. And the Dr. Pepper bottles were the little 6-ounce ones like the Cokes, except they were shaped differently.
Right.
And I know the Dr. Peppers are good right now, but I was watching this commercial the other day, and I was thinking, what I would give for one of those little 6 or 7 ounce Dr. Pepper bottles, you know, with Dr. Pepper in it, obviously.
Right.
Because I don't think a Dr. Pepper ever tasted as good as they did in those days.
We still produce and distribute 10-ounce glass. Now, it's not the returnable glass
right.
that you're referring
right.
to. It's disposable glass.
Is it shaped like the old bottles?
No, it's
okay.
not.
You don't want the kind of a straight fluted bottle?
Got an office full of them.
Oh.
we were actually the first Dr. Pepper franchise east of the Mississippi River.
Is that right?
And so we're
in east? You mean it came from the west?
Came from Texas.
I didn't know that.
That's right.
So Dr. Pepper originated in Texas.
That's correct.
What a great story.
Yeah, and so Texas and Oklahoma are considered Dr. Pepper heartland.
Yeah.
And again, we were
I didn't know that.
First franchise east of the Mississippi River. And
how long have you been in business?
77 years.
77 years.
Third and now fourth generation. The fourth generation just started with the company 2 years ago.
Is that right?
So
how long have you been with the company?
I've been with the company 19 years.
Yeah. So what are the challenges of being kind of an independent in a sea of huge conglomerates?
We have two challenges, and I'll speak to the manufacturing challenge first. And we are one of the few small independent bottlers that are still in the manufacturing side.
And tell us what the difference in bottling and manufacturing is.
The same.
Yeah.
We refer to it now as manufacturing because it's more than just bottling.
I got you.
You know, we also produce cans and bottles.
Okay, I see. Oh, I see what you mean.
But we've been able to, on our manufacturing side, carve out a niche with the 10-ounce glass that we just referred to. And we produce 10-ounce glass for several plants throughout the country, as far away as Chicago and Puerto Rico.
You bottle for them?
That's right. We do contract packing for several of the conglomerates of the industry.
You're an integrated partner now.
We are.
You're not a competitor. You're a partner with them.
That's right.
That is the kind of story that every small business in America needs to understand, isn't it?
Well,
the way the 21st century marketplace.
And the real story is, how do you carve out your niche?
Right.
And for us in the manufacturing and the beverage industry, our niche has become 10-ounce glass, because in your world of high productivity production plants. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have glass in your plant today, you don't want glass in your plant.
Oh.
So, you know, when you look at
you guys have identified that and you find a way to be successful with that niche. So what makes you different, makes you actually gives you a competitive advantage, the differentiation.
It's the difference in survival.
Wow.
On our manufacturing.
Just that one
line.
Thing.
That's right.
Wow.
If we did not have contract packing for 10-ounce glass for other parts of the country, we wouldn't be in manufacturing.
So a few years ago, maybe you would have looked at that and said, we better get like the big guys. Mm-hmm. It would have been your downfall, wouldn't it?
That's right.
Stand by. We're going to come back. This is fascinating stuff with Ben Edwards, ladies and gentlemen, the Chief Executive Vice President with Burke's Beverage here in Western Tennessee. When we come back, he's also the chairman of the chamber of this fine organization here. And I want to ask him about that. Stay with us. 10 Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I haven't given that out much today. I've been so excited about being here in Dyersburg, Tennessee. Going to be speaking to a group of small business owners later in the day. I'm looking forward to that. Always a lot of fun to get to speak to small business owners and find out what's going on in their lives. And as you know, ladies and gentlemen, small business owners are my heroes. And those of you who are small business owners, you know I feel that way. And I'm sitting in front of one of them right now. He works with a small business. He's an executive vice president of Burke's Beverages. You guys got about 75 employees, is that right?
That's correct.
How many employees would you have had 10 years ago to do the same volume of work?
Well, let me put it this way. 20 years ago, we had 10 routes doing about 250,000 cases. And today we have 9 routes doing 1.2 million cases.
Wow. Wow. How many employees did you have 20 years ago?
You know,
about
probably not that many more employees just because of the relative size of volume.
Right.
I mean, we've gone effectively from 250,000 cases to 1.2 million
with about
cases,
the same number of employees.
Or less.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And that's what technology has done for you, isn't
that's
it?
That's right.
Give us your website.
Website would be berksbeverage.com.
Berksbeverage.com. Is that right?
No, that's not right.
Well, think about that for a second. Let me ask you about the Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
And you can come up with that in a second. You're the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce.
That's correct.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've
I want to tell you
year.
How proud I am of you for taking on that role. That is not an easy role, to have a regular day job and to be the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce. That's a big deal. Congratulations.
It's been a fun ride. We've had a great year, and the timing was very good for me personally. Very mature in my relationship with our business and
You got a good team to take care of you when you're gone.
We do, and so it's afforded me the luxury of committing the time
the
job needed, and I knew going into it that it was a pretty heavy commitment of time.
Mm-hmm.
But wasn't completely prepared for that, but fortunately was in a position to commit to whatever that expectation was, and we've just had a great year. Dyersburg, Dyer County, is for a small rural environment, is really in a very enviable position.
Well, it's a beautiful part of the world, and you know a lot of people don't realize how a chamber is comprised. I mean, you got a handful of employees. Alan Hester, who is the president here, he's an employee. He's a professional mm-hmm. of the chamber. You're the chair. He's the president. You're the chairman, but you're a member of the chamber and a volunteer, as are your vice chairman, your vice presidents of the vice chairman, I should say, of the board, and your board members. They're all volunteers. They're all members of the chamber.
Right.
So it's made up of professionals and volunteers like yourself.
And as we started putting together our board back this time a year ago for this year, and you start looking at the wealth of talent and the level of commitment that talent was prepared to make to the chamber effort, there's no way you could hire that.
That's exactly right.
There's no budget for any chamber of commerce in America, and certainly not in Dyersburg, Tennessee, that could support that level of expertise or commitment. So, you know, it's the volunteers in the community mm-hmm. that, you got to have a paid staff, and, you got to be able to rely on that. But at the end of the day, it's the volunteers that make it happen.
Do you know about the promise that Alan was telling me about earlier, the school, the college promise?
That's correct.
I got less than a minute. Can you tell us about that quickly?
Basically, we've agreed as a community that anybody
in Dyer County,
that wants to get higher education at the community college or the technology center, the city and county governments will fund that.
Wow. Free education, free first, second year college education or technical college.
That's correct.
Education for anybody who's a Dyer County resident who wants to go.
That's correct.
They got to make certain grades. They got to keep the grades up.
You have to have some certain grade levels, but they're pretty reasonable and realistic.
Pretty darn good investment in your community, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're certainly below the scholarship expectations of most other scholarship opportunities.
Ben, thank you for being here.
Thank
you for hosting me here today and for being a volunteer and leading this chamber. I'm really proud of you.
And just proud to be a part of it. And I guess our tee time's in 4 minutes.
I wish it were.
You're in, aren't you?
I'm not playing golf, folks. Don't get me started on that, Ben. Don't get me in trouble with my folks. But I'll come back and we'll play golf another day.
Love to have you.
I got to go for this hour, ladies and gentlemen. Signing off from Dyersburg, Tennessee, a great part of the world. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be back to regular tomorrow, back in our home environs. And I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.